Welcome back to Sports Day. What has certainly been a big issue, certainly in some media circles anyway, has been the West Coast Eagles. Time to dig deep on Sports Day with Digger West, and what has happened off the field has taken all the attention. Trevor Nisbet, the West Coast Eagles CEO, joins us here on Sports Day. Trev, welcome. How are you?
Not too bad, Carl. Thanks.
Nice to have you on the program. Now, look, we know that there's a few young players that have been to a nightclub, but thankfully they haven't done too much wrong other than not adhering to some guidelines. Can you take us through exactly what they were told and why they have been pinged the $5,000 today? Of course, $2,500 of that suspended.
Well, it was a specific guideline and it has been in place for a long period of time, but it was reiterated just before the weekend in question. So it was something they were well aware of, something they obviously didn't follow, and consequently they've received a penalty, which, you know, having spoken to all the players today, bar one, because Rhett Bazo's still in isolation, but having spoken to them all, they understand the circumstance, and we're now moving forward.
Trevor, remorse factor amongst the players that you've spoken to? I presume they're embarrassed and feel a bit humiliated with back page, front page coverage?
Oh, absolutely, Mark. There is no hiding when you're on social media and you're going out and so on. So I guess the guys, you know, certainly their explanation to me was they didn't think it through at all. They made a terrible decision in their view. And consequently, a terrible decision in our view as well. And, you know, they get it. They're young people. They make mistakes. But we also can't allow it to go, I guess, you know, without a fine of some description. And we opted for the way we went about it. Some people don't agree. Some people will think it's not harsh enough. But in our circumstance, there wasn't an option to suspend or not have people available. So it's something we think we met some middle ground and I'm sure we'll get some criticism from some circles, which we already have from the Players Association, but that comes with the territory of making these decisions.
Well, if COVID wasn't around, it wouldn't be an issue. No one to be talking about it. We wouldn't have seven deadly sinners on the back page of a newspaper. But unfortunately, it's exacerbated given the situation that the club finds itself in. Trev, and of course, you've got the longest injury list in history. There has been a number of issues when it comes to COVID. And sadly, we aren't like the East Close Football Club, who went through this a long time ago. I mean, the Richmond players are all out there at the same nightclub. And of course, nothing gets said about Dion Prestia, who misses the game on the weekend through getting ill or an illness, but all the focus is on West Coast.
Well, it is, and for some, you know, for these circumstances, and rightly so, I mean, our performances have not been good, and we have copped a lot of criticism for those performances, and we've also copped some criticism for some things out of our control, but we're prepared to accept that, and there'll probably be some more pain to come before it gets better. But we're working on the things that we can control, Carl, and what we're trying to do is put in place a new strategy, which is what we'll follow through with, until we start to get some scoreboard pressure on the opposition. And at the moment, we can't do that. We're getting enough of the footy, but we just can't do what we need to do in moving the ball quickly and forward and so forth. But that will come in time, but there's a lot of work to do yet.
Trevor, when it comes to what the club is going through now, you've been at West Coast for such a long period of time. And most recently, crisis-wise, in terms of team performance, 2010, Wooden Spoon territory. Now, people are saying it could take 5-6 years for the club to become competitive again, which I think's a stretch. But can you try at least compare the 2 years, 22 and 10, in terms of where the club's at and obviously various circumstances which are completely different?
Yeah, look, I think it's almost impossible, Mark. Our performance in 2010 was just all about on field and how we were playing. We were awful. This year's more about what's happened to us, and then we're playing poorly again, but they are certainly different circumstances. I wouldn't like to start comparing. We're in similar positions, but what these positions do is open up opportunities, and the opportunities are enormous for some of our young players. Unfortunately, on the weekend, we were able to see Cal Jamieson for the second time in his career to get a game, and he did some very, very good things in the game. We saw another Waffle player play, and he showed a lot of ability. We've played 43 players this year, and a number of them have shown glimpses of really good form. So from, you know, despair comes a number of opportunities, and those opportunities some players will take with both hands, and some certainly will.
Trevor, with the scoreline as it stands, bottom of the table, no surprise it only took a few weeks before some were calling for Adam Simpson's removal, Trevor Nisbet's removal, the board needs a shake-up, the whole club culture has gone pear-shaped. Some of us laughed at that, but that's the nature of the industry, isn't it?
Oh, it's fairly brutal, Mark, and some people don't recognise any history. They just go on what's happening as of today. I think we always reflect on how people, I guess, respond to situations that we're in, and we think our people are responding reasonably well, albeit we'd like a healthy list so that we can improve our performance on field right now. That's going to still take a little bit of time, but our performances, we believe, will start to improve, and with the work that we're doing. And people will have to judge us on what we do going forward. And I guess in the end, it's up to our board, myself, Adam, and everybody else who's coaching and playing at this club to ensure that we keep moving forward. And that's what we aim to do. It is difficult. It's a brutal industry. And yes, I've heard the calls. I've got emails about my own position from members and about Adam's position and others. And people are entitled to their opinion. We don't have to agree with everyone's opinion, and we'll keep moving forward as we do.
It's amazing what's happened, though. It's just incredible. I mean, from right back in the pre-season when Brad Shepherd sadly wasn't able to take his place in the season after succumbing to a concussion. You had all of your new players. Chesser breaks down after a minute and a half down there at Lathlane. Bazo has shin splints. Hoffey's hurt his back. Clarkey does his shoulder. There's four of your new kids. Look, in the mid-season draft, which is just around the corner, Trev, will you play? I mean, is there a chance here to, say, put a Jake Florenka, who I think's been a very, very good player. He's a little bit more mature. We look at a guy like Nick Martin, who's just done some wonderful things already over there at Essendon. Do you take a chance on a couple of these blokes and blood them? What do you do?
Well, I think there's a number of options. One is to look very closely at a mature age player in the mid-season draft, but also there are a number of players who missed out on selection last year that are running around both in Melbourne and in Perth that give you the chance to try someone else. And if that opportunity arises, we'll take that chance and we'll make some decisions in the coming weeks. It's not an easy discussion, and we're looking at some of our players already who may not even play a game this season because of injury. So they may become inactive. And if they are inactive, well, then we will participate in the mid-season draft. But that's subject to the doctor's approval and being ticked off by the AFL. But certainly there's a chance we will participate.
What about Oscar Allen, Nick Natanui? Can you envisage them playing this year again?
Yeah, well, we do, Mark. We certainly think they're making progress, albeit it's still slow, particularly with Oscar. But we're not prepared to play Oscar, given, you know, his value to the football club and for his own health and safety. He'd be keen to play as soon as he can, but we need to make sure that his foot's right before he plays. Nick's making terrific progress, so we're hopeful that Nicholas will be ready in 6 or 7 weeks. So that's that's sort of the progress and the timeline. But we're not sure on Oscar. We won't put a weeks on it until we're positive that he's going to make progress and be ready to play.
Hey, Niz, how do you respond to criticism about list management and the club's drafting over the past few years? Because there's been a bit of that in the media circles over the past month at least.
Yeah, well, I think you have to look at it in its entirety. Unfortunately, Dan Venables has gone down, and we would have loved Dan being with us. And I think the calls is, oh, well, you traded away all your picks for Tim. Well, we thought we were a genuine chance, and you make those decisions. And we think Tim is still a very good player for us and will be. I think you'll remember the headlines that when we did that trade, that was the best trade that was made in the history of the game at one stage. But when things don't go to plan, and you know, obviously you're losing, not getting Jared Brander to the standard that we wanted is a blow for us. But we haven't had a lot of top 10 picks because we've played in the finals. And when you play in the finals on a regular basis, you don't get many top 10 picks. And the calls that I've heard from Kane Corns and others that, oh, well, you should have a lot more top 10 picks over that period, I don't think he's thought it through. You only get the top 10 picks if you finish in the bottom eight, and we haven't done that on a regular basis.
Trev, thank you very much for joining us tonight here on Sports Day. Just one thing, there is tickets available, right? So for someone who wants to go along to the footy this weekend, we've got a state game that's going to be played prior as the curtain raiser, and it is Melbourne, and they are the defending champions, and it is going to be a huge contest for West Coast. But I think that there's this sort of feeling out there that there isn't tickets available. But if you go to Ticketmaster right now, I'm pretty sure you can buy some, can't you?
Oh, there's plenty of tickets, Carl. There's also tickets on resale, so there'll be lots of tickets. We want to get as many members along as we possibly can, have a look at some of the young guys that are playing, and also it's Melbourne. You're right. I mean, they are an outstanding team. We're looking forward to the challenge. I mean, it's massive, as we know, and it is a great opportunity to see how our guys hold up against the best team in the competition. So, look, I would urge everyone to get along if they can.
Thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks very much, Carl. Thanks, Mark.
Good on you, Trevor Nisbet there. Thanks to Digging Deep is what great sports people do, just like the team at Digger West, the earth-moving attachment specialist. How have you seen this play out, listeners? 133-882, it's been the hot topic. There's no doubt about that. Thanks to the Dardanup Butchering Company. You can taste that Dardanup Valley Spring Lamb. There's been certainly plenty of barbs thrown from outside our environment. Interesting that Trevor mentioned Kane Corns in that little interview there. He has certainly been one that hasn't been scared to fire some shots from across the Nullarbor. I reckon he'd know a fair bit about what's going on over here, don't you, Skate?
Yeah, probably right. Look, this might sound really weird, but if I was at the West Coast Eagles now, this would be a really, not exciting time, it's a tough time, but this is when you find out who's got the hunger to get in the trenches and get your hands dirty and really make this club great again. And it's only been, 7 weeks of despair. End of last year, missing the finals was hard, but this has been tough going for Eagles supporters, the staff, the players, etc. But this is the time you want to be part of it, isn't it? If you're a supporter, because you get 2018, you get 2006, you'll get those beautiful moments. But in between, most clubs have some pretty tough times, and that's what the Eagles are going through now. A lot say they're fair-weathered supporters. I'm not sure that's the case, but I do know that they demand success, and so that's why there is pressure on Adam Simpson and Trevor Nisbet to get the club back up and running ASAP.
We will take your calls and anything else that you would like to talk about. 133-882. We've got that wonderful Whopper to give away tonight, Skeet. Thanks to Hungry Jack's. The burgers are better at Hungry Jack's. We'll talk to you soon.